Well, here we are. I guess it must be Mercury retrograde, but I don't think so. Anyway, here we are, a few minutes late, and here we are on Thursday evening, ready to go. Lots of things happening this week. Oh, boy. I'm sure that many of you have felt this, and this is Judith Conrad, and this is the Judith Conrad radio program. I know it's radio because it's Thursday, and if it were Monday, it would be TV. Well, some of the things that came up on Monday on my TV program I think are worth repeating because I think that's where a lot of people are. And I've been getting messages from many of you from BBS Radio. Thank you so much. I actually took a couple of days off and just went away. And now I'm back and ready to go again. So the first card that came up on Monday, which is very applicable for this whole week, which is a death card. Now, many of you are not interested in the death card. However, for me, I am so excited because I've created a new verb, which is deafing. To death the old every single day, and I feel like a broken record, just keep repeating the same things because the old things are definitely worth letting go. It is not the physical death. It is a radical external transformation. Anything in the outside world that wants to be changed, the death card is about that. It's about going inside to our core values. It is going inside to recreate not the third dimension, which we are deathing. Woo, am I glad. Because the third and fourth dimension have to do with the neediness. It has to do with lack. It has to do with a whole lot of that stuff. And not having. And so if we can start thinking, and I'd like to encourage all of you to start thinking from fifth dimensional reality. And our mentors, our guides are right here. They're asking us to go deeper, to call upon them, to call upon the mentors, to call upon the guides. They are waiting, awaiting, awaiting. So with this death card, when this card comes up, it indicates that you, me, I always include myself, we are ready to change. We are surrendering. We're allowing the crushing of old dreams, like the crushing of the grapes. Remember a couple of times ago I talked about the poem by Rumi, which is the crushing of the grapes, the crushing of the old. And looking at that, the other side of the surrender and crushing of old dreams would be the resurrection of new desires and new dreams. We, and I say myself, don't know what is coming up. And for me, all of a sudden, it doesn't make any difference to give it up and not to know is very, very important. Sometimes if you stop and you try to figure out something. Try to figure out where you're going. How about just enjoying where we are right now? I think that's the theme Eckhart Tolle was talking about, to be in the now, in the now, in the now. So I would like to encourage you to practice dying every day and deathing anything and detaching whether you really need something. Now, one of the things that normally happens, and I've seen it time and time again, people look around at what the other person has, and they start lusting after this object and that object, and all of a sudden they get very attached, especially if you've been the one that's given that article to someone. That's a perfect example of just detach. Who cares? You gave it to someone, it's over, it's done with, and whoever's remaining and is in charge, it is up to them to pass it on. The same thing with your old belief systems. Maybe as you're letting go of X, Y, Z, whatever that is, maybe someone else will step in and that will be their perfect, most perfect occupation or dream come true or their book. You see, if you hadn't let it go, the other person wouldn't have been able to step in and just accept this. And, of course, there's always enough for everyone. Just like there are always enough clients, there's always enough money. We don't have to, lust after someone else's dream. because maybe that isn't our dream. And if it is our dream, maybe the other person just opened the door so you could experience that. Second card, the magnifying card. Now, most of the decks do not have that card. It's a black card with a red cross on it. It's very powerful. It intensifies everything and magnifies the good and the not so good. The good, the bad, and the ugly. So whatever we are letting go of and deathing from the death card, whatever the old dreams, it's very intense. So if we're trying to hang on, the intensity is going to, it's almost like we're going to get our hands burned if we keep trying to grab onto it or hang on to it. So with this magnifying card, the need for change is so strong. It's stronger than the desire to stay in the static sameness. It's very comfortable to stay in the old. Oh yeah. However, to be an extraordinary human is to break the rules and to not stay with the status quo. And it is not important to listen to what other people think you should be doing and how you should be doing it. Sometimes we look at whether we're with the right group of people. Well, yes, you are. If you're with them, you are with the right people. And they sometimes are our best teachers. Third card is the Fool card. Oh, my. So we've got the Death card and the Fool card. The Fool card is new beginnings. It is the same new beginnings as when we came onto the planet Earth through the birth canal. We came and we knew that it was our time to come during this major transformation. And so be willing to take a risk into something new and something innovative. Now, every one of you who are listening right now, you all have such great potential and the possibilities to take this quantum leap. I want you to listen to your heart, to listen to your guides. Some of them are screaming at you, and you're not listening. I encourage you to allow them to listen. They're listening, and they want you to listen. You are in this place of the initiate. You're initiating something new. It is so huge, and I can feel, as the guides are speaking to me, I can feel the enormity of it. Of course, my patience is about not very long, and I want it yesterday, of course. Be in the patience to know that it is not in our time, but it is in God's time. And looking at the need for writing things down, please do write them down. If you get brilliant ideas, write them down. Because as you are preparing to leave this third dimension, and yes, you are leaving it, that doesn't mean you're departing from the planet. It means that your thinking, your blessedness, your grace is being transmuted from third dimension and fourth dimension into fifth. And fifth dimension means that you are in the place of having, you have it. You don't have to lust after it, it just is. Just read an email from wonderful Maureen. I love her. When she asks the question, she gives me a reading at the same time. What an exchange. I love it. I love it, love it. Her question is, now there are many of you out there who have books. You'd like to have them published. So I said to myself, okay, let me look at what people want or think they want. Okay, she sent her book to five publishers. And out of the five publishers, none of them had responded. And then I happened to open up an email from Marilyn Gordon, one of my friends down in Oakland, California. She has a hypnotherapy school. And she's talking about all of the people who failed and were told that they were stupid, they had no athletic ability, and here they are, you know, Einstein, Thomas Jefferson, you know, all of these people who have succeeded beyond anything that people could ever imagine. And yet their teacher told them, you might as well hang it up. You're not going to be a movie star. You might as well learn how to be a secretary. You might as well learn how to go back to truck driving. Hello, Elvis Presley. Had he gone back to truck driving, guess what? We would not have rock and roll like we do now. If the Beatles had not listened to the call to come to the United States, look at how music would have changed. So back to the question of whether and what to do if you have a book that wants to be published. Well, first of all, many people write books, and it is their purpose to write the book, period. It does not mean that they are to publish it. It's not about Maureen. I'm not saying that. But many people are concerned. Well, I'm writing and looking at the reason that they're publishing a book. It is to become famous. It is to thinking that that's going to be the path to where their end destination is. It is not for everyone. Please do write your book, because it serves as memoirs. It serves a purpose to get out something out that has been in within you for so long. So the death card is about getting it out, getting it on paper, and then the magnifying card to be in the intensity that you intend to have it printed, and then the fool card is to take a risk. And sometimes we need to go to other places that we would never have thought of. For example, with Maureen, I'm picking up something in England where they will be most interested in the publication of her book. So thinking outside the box is very, very important. All right, we've had our first three cards. Any of you who would like to call, see what your question is. Most of you are at this crossroad. You're not sure where you belong, what country, are you from Mars? and the way that things are happening right now, it's like, what the heck is going on? And the astrology pretty much nails it as to what's going on. Like I said, anytime you want to interrupt me, feel free to call in. Because everything is upside down right now with the astrology. Everything in the healthcare, and the political world, the personal, anything in your personal life, things are upside down. And most of us would like to have someone else tell us what's going on within us. Well, right now it is truly important that we go inside and we become our own master teacher. That is, we are in connection with God. We are in connection with Source. We are in connection with Spirit. And as we are in connection with Spirit, we receive messages of what is our next lesson. And you can pretty much bet when you open yourself to that and you have totally surrendered and said, okay, anyone who comes in contact with me will have a message. And to journal and write that down. Okay, this is my message from such and such a person. Perhaps some of you are using the radio program for that purpose, and it makes me very, very happy. One of the things right now is to believe. One of the things is to heal. And then to think beyond and create beyond anything that we could have ever thought possible. All right. Yeah. You can look at yesterday, but it doesn't make much sense. Been there, done that, and we're moving on. Therefore, as you're checking your dreams, and that is so, so important to really follow your dreams, they will reveal so many things. All right. A little bit about the astrology. Yeah, we got a lot of stuff going on here. So when there, you see, there are no mistakes. When someone crosses our path, pushes our buttons, it's a lesson. Just love yourself enough and just forgive them, trust your choices, that everything is possible. I received some information from a healer from Brazil. His name is Enrique, H-E-N-R-I-Q-U-E. He has a healing center, a spiritual center down in Brazil. And he sent this message to me, and I'm feeling it's okay to pass it on. He's not from the United States. He's from Brazil. And yet many of the Americans go down to Brazil maybe 2 weeks to be healed, kind of like going to John of God. And he records that many good and decent people are experiencing waves of anxiety. They're experiencing bad moods, lack of patience, they're experiencing anger and irritability, and especially with people that normally they would have no problems with their parents, with their kids, with their spouses, their coworkers, their neighbors. Many people cannot sleep. Now, I know there are many, many people who are having restless nights, even violent dreams. When I go to sleep, I say, please, I'm not interested in the violent dreams. Violent dreams, please give me dreams that are easy for me to understand. And there's almost a sense of, oh, why bother? And who cares? And what he explained is that there are the dark forces. You see, when there's so much light, there are so many people waking up right now. If you're listening to this radio program, you are awake. You wouldn't be listening to BBS radio if you were not awake. And so that's why many of you are asking these questions. Oh, what's happening? Who am I? What I thought I wanted before is just not here. And it used to be that it was the healers and the mediums who were being attacked. And now, because there are so many people on the planet who are awakening, and yes, you're one of them, and our mentors are working so hard to protect us and shield us. So what Spirit would like me to do right now is to ask us to call in our mentors, our healers, our guides, and that part of ourselves, because all of us have the capacity to heal. So I'm asking all of you to take a nice deep breath, put your feet flat on the ground, to ground and to send your grounding cord down into the earth. Just imagine and pretend that it's almost like you're the tree and your roots are going out under the ground to balance you. You got branches that are going out to balance it above. Now we're going to send that grounding cord down into the earth. You're going to move those rocks aside, move the soil aside. Moving it down into Mother Earth, you're going to come through many of the underground lakes, underground streams. You're going to move that energy with that taproot down into Mother Earth to the center of the earth. And then you're going to experience that liquid gold, which is unconditional love. I mean, it would melt any gold. Love, when it's so strong like that, it will melt anything. All right. Imagine that taproot. We're going to treat it just like a straw. We're going to bring that, just suck that liquid gold, unconditional mother love up through that taproot. And as it comes up, I want you to experience any and all of the minerals. Because our body sometimes lacks iron, sometimes it has too much iron. If it has too much iron, you can allow the earth to pull out the excess iron. Just ask your body, where am I in my iron? Do I need more? Or do I need to allow it to move into the earth? How about magnesium? Ask your body, what do I need? Do I need more magnesium? Do I need less magnesium? And so thinking of any and all of the minerals. And gold. Actually, gold is very, very good sometimes in certain forms. All right, you're bringing it up into the feet. And from the feet, of course, that's where all of the acupuncture points are. Bring it up to the feet, up to your legs, and up to the chakras, bringing you into the first chakra, which is that red multifaceted ball of light. Let's start turning it from left to right. Ooh, yeah. Turn, bringing it up to the second chakra, which is orange. Let's let that turn from left to right clear. And we're just filling each of these chakras. And chakras are the energy points. It's front and back, but most people forget the back. And continuing on up to the power chakra, this, feel that yellow multifaceted ball of light with all of this energy from this, with this liquid gold. And then making that huge jump from the yellow solar plexus up into the heart. That's where there's kind of a transition. So we're just going to push a oomph energy. I'm going to move that up through the heart in that beautiful multifaceted emerald green ball of light. Can you feel that? Just feel that filling and filling. And moving it up into my throat in this beautiful light blue, robin's egg blue for me it is, and filling that multifaceted ball of light, baby blue, robin's egg blue, turning that from left to right, and all of the balls are moving right now. And then moving it up into the third eye, and that is the indigo multifaceted ball of light. And that's going to activate the pineal gland. It's going to activate the pituitary, going to activate that third eye. And it's at that point where I'm feeling very much in trance. And then you open the crown chakra and move that energy up and up about 3 feet above. And I want you to ask for the highest possible mentor and guide that you could possibly have. Got a response right away, didn't you? You bet you did. Because your guides and mentors are right here, right now. Wouldn't be listening to this program if you didn't have one. Maybe you have a 7 or 8. Just ask for one right now. Okay? All right. Let's now move the energy back down through the crown chakra and just feel that right behind you and wrapping their arms around you, whether it's angels, your mentor, it's asking you to step back and move back your energy into that guide or mentor. And a name, if it hasn't come before, will certainly pop into your head right now. I don't know out there who got Methuselah, but it just popped in for somebody. I am very clear that one of you stepped back into the energy of Methuselah. Long living. Hello. And I think long life and longevity is one of the things that we're really experiencing now. We know that we have the capacity to live a long time. And looking at where we are now, do we really want to live that length of time with what's happening? You do, and I know you do. However, some people are saying, "Nah, I really don't, because I don't know what I'm here to do." That too shall be revealed, because as you're working with your mentor, it's like the mind of the mentor, the spirit of the mentor, is now connected to your mind, to your spirit. And as you are communicating now with your guide, with your mentor, with God, with Christ, whoever is the one that is the one who has appeared. Like I said, I just picked up Methuselah for someone. It could be Solomon. It could be any one of the ascended masters. It matters not. And in this place, as you are communicating, and you don't have to disengage from your mentor as you're working with me right now on the radio. You're being given this full heart. You are just receive with a full heart, because you're being given so much. Because everything really, it's not so much the mind as it is the heart. You are receiving a full heart. And you will be able to give with a full heart from this moment on. Any and all questions that you have in and around money, in and around relationships, in and around death, in and around anything, is now available to you through your guide. I would just like to confirm it, affirm it. and I'd like to have you come be committed to whatever is coming through to you right now. So if you'd like to call and just share a little bit about what has happened in this exercise or what hasn't happened, and let's look at, take a look at that. But I know that your mentor, your guide, is right there protecting you and shielding you from all that evil, all that negative energy that wants to attack all of the light workers. And again, if you're listening to this program, you're a light worker. And as we're now with that, and this is one of the things that my guide is asking to give to you, one of the things that my teacher way back when, Marcy Calhoun, what a protection this is. And I've used it many times in unknown situations where I wasn't quite sure what was outside, you know, when I'm staying in a hotel or motel, not sure what's outside that door. So one of the things is to imagine, now you still, your guide is connected with you. Just imagine, put your hand on your, one hand on your belly button. Yep. And I want you to imagine that there is a beautiful, beautiful blue sapphire. And